Oh God, that would have been so tragic if I forgot to actually fucking press record. It was about to happen too. Ooh, caught myself there. Look, I'm learning. I'm becoming smarter, and eventually, I'll have enough brain cells to compete with Exotic, and that number is three.
Whatever helps you sleep better at night, bud.
I know you only got two brain cells, motherfucker. I'm working with one right now, but I'll get there.
Yeah, you wish.
Neurogenesis. Neurogenesis. Hey everyone, and welcome to our bonus episode for our first part of our Bad Batch multi-parter, the first multi-parter for the season. Thank you guys for being here. We're doing a little something special today. We do have a question to get through, but since this is the first bonus to our first multi-parter, we're going to be doing a little something special today. So each of us is going to be doing our own, respective segments for the other two. So Exotic will have a Would You Rather for us. Winchy will have a character for me and Exotic to guess in 20 questions. And then I will have a Fuck, Marry, Kill for these wonderful individuals. So let's go ahead and go. Winchy, I think you got that first question for us here.
Yeah, so the question I have actually comes from my cousin. We were kind of chatting one day about the podcast, and He was asking me, just trying to start a conversation, basically, because he's a political warmonger. But he was asking, like, who do you think was right in the Clone Wars? Was the CIS right, like their political ideologies, or was the Republic right in their defense of maintaining, the Union? What are y'all's thoughts? Who was right? Who should have won if it was just like a political theater kind of thing? And then yeah, what do you think about like the conclusion of that?
I personally think, like, if you're asking like who was right, the answer is yes. Like, talking from try to be more from like a political standpoint as opposed to like a Star Wars standpoint, I think that like both sides had merits. The Republic is just trying to keep the peace in the long run, like keep everyone together. Of course, that means like taxation and maybe like, some unjustified taxation, but, taxation to have these member worlds, stay in line with the rules that they set. But I also see the side of the CIS wanting to do their own fucking, like, what are the matters of the core worlds have to do with me on my fucking piece of shit outer rim planet, right? Granted, like, then the outer rim planets are also the ones who wanted things like fucking slavery, right? Which is bad. So, like, both sides had some bad sides. I definitely think the CIS had, like, the darker of the bads compared to the two groups. But, I mean, like, I feel like there should have been a coexistence that could have been reached where, yes, there is some form of centralized government that, has jurisdiction over certain things. But, then you guys also have your planetary governments who see other more pertinent things that are like tantamount to the success and, prosperity of your individual ecosystems and stuff like that. Like, I think that there could have been a middle ground reached. I think that war was a big extreme, but I mean, we know why that was. And so I don't think either, you can't really say one side was right, one side was wrong. They should have just been able to coexist.
So would you equate like the war between the Republic and the CIS as kind of like, between the British Empire and the colonies, maybe? Is that like an apt comparison, maybe? Why should the king or queen or whatever control, the politics and the day-to-day of the colonies far away from, the central political
structure?
Yeah,
I guess that's a pretty good comparison. I was trying to see how could I fight that in my head. But yeah, I could see that. You could also, I'm trying to think of other historical examples that you can compare it to, but no, that's a really good one. Yeah, I think that definitely, especially the outer rim planets are thinking like, hey, these people are kind of reaching for more than they should. But then you also have to, like, you got to think, like, in the event of like Great Britain and the colonies, like, I kind of feel like the colonies weren't necessarily doing anything wrong. The outer rim planets were definitely doing wrong shit. They were doing slavery and all that kind of stuff. you know, selling people, selling a bunch of drugs, spreading it across the galaxy with the intent of getting people addicted so you can, like, make sure that your buying base stays solid. So, yeah, good example. I still believe that, like, both sides have their merits, though.
That's where we could disagree, because I believe that there's not really a right or wrong side, but I believe that Palpatine was, you know, pulling the strings on both sides, and he was pulling the CIS strings to create chaos and the Republic's to quell it. So, I mean, I feel like in that terms, the bad guys would be the CIS. So, I mean, yeah, there were people on there, but yeah, Dooku but
we're
was...
talking more of like the political ideologies of like the CIS, which is that they're separatists. They don't want a strong centralized government. We're talking more about that. Like, yeah, you can play that part in it. Like, I understand that, but that's why I was saying, like, you got to think about this more political, not Star Wars.
Yeah, like, we all know, like, yeah, it was the same dude on both sides. Like, it was his method, like, his ideologies all around were win the war, spread the Jedi, kill them off, take control, that kind of thing. But, like, as far as the, like, day-to-day, not from a grand mastermind stake, like, who do you think had the better leg to stand on there?
And at that point, there's corrupted people on both sides.
Sure, so, I mean, sure.
There's really...
there are, always are in government, right?
Yeah. There's just, like, no real saying that who had the better idea, because at least one person on each side had some idea that was gonna, you know, screw over somebody. Or, you know, how there's probably some senators on the CIS side that were like, let's not do slavery. And then there's probably some was like, hey, slavery makes me a lot of money, go with it. That's how I see it, at least.
So we're talking like American Civil War kind of thing.
I think you can even make it more modern than that, and like do it in the case of like weed, like federally is illegal, but like the states kind of do it as they see fit. You know, you can smoke in Colorado, you can smoke in California, you can't smoke in Texas. It's like that, but like they extremified it. That's what I was saying. Like, I don't think it was necessary for it to escalate to war. I never think war is necessary. Well, okay, I don't want to say that. I never think war is necessary for when it comes to like ideologies of a political nature when it comes to how people should be governed or how, you know, people govern themselves.
Homie went from slavery to weed.
I never once said slavery. That was you guys.
Oh my god. When's that apology episode coming out? I think we need to add an addendum.
Why? When did I say slavery?
You were the first one to say it. That's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up, because you did.
No, I thought you were talking about American slavery. No, I'm talking about like galactic slavery, like Star Wars slavery. That's where I got confused. When you said the Civil War, I thought you were talking about American slavery, which is like, I'm not talking about anything that has to do with American slavery. I was talking about slaves in the Outer Rim specifically, and only those slaves.
That's what I was talking about too. Like, what do you mean? Oh.
Well, he's the one who said Civil War.
I was just making a comparison to real world.
And that's examples. That's why I said I wouldn't say Civil War. I would compare it to something more modern, like the idea of like, you know, weed. It's for our centralized government, it's illegal. For the decentralized state governments, it, you know, it's not. It's just depending. It's a case by case thing. It's
but also like the Outer Rim wasn't really like as major of a player in the CIS, right? Like they were funding them, sure, but like the Outer Rim was kind of more of its own deal, right?
Well, they wanted the CIS to win. That's why they funded them, because the CIS goals may not have aligned with them, but so some of them serve the same purposes, right? Because if the CIS wins, then they can do what the fuck they want to unopposed.
Yeah, but they were going to do what the fuck they want to unopposed either way.
That's going to be the case of whoever is. I mean, it was in the case of the Empire, it was in the case of the Republic, any governing body, that's going to be the case. But if you can do it openly and unopposed, then, you know, you don't care. That's why they liked the Empire. They didn't know the Empire was a player until the war was over. And then they were like, oh shit, we can still do slavery? Bet, we don't care. Long live the Empire.
Those Trandoshans really hopped on that train, huh?
Oh, you didn't say the thing for the bonus episode. You said it for the main episode. So did you guys know that Trandoshans in Star Wars also have another name? Oh, wait, this isn't Force Facts. Oops.
Oh, I knew. I'm just not saying anything. I'm going to let you eat your own foot.
What? How am I eating my own foot? The fact of the matter stands, Trandoshans in Star Wars were called Trannies. That exists.
What were they?
Trannies.
Primarily? What was their primary profession?
Scalping Wookiees.
Scalping Wookiees or enslaving Wookiees?
For the Empire, they did enslave Wookiees, but before and after that, scalping Wookiees and being mercenaries.
I mean, the only reason that they enslaved them was to just hunt them for sport, which in turn ended to scalping.
No, they enslaved them to use them as a workforce for the Empire. They did hunt some for sport, but they were just being mercenaries. And they had a reason to, because they had a grudge against that specific... They were racist mercenaries. They were racist trannies.
I just wanted you to say that.
I realized halfway through, that's why I stopped talking and just said they're racist trannies.
I just wanted you to say that. That's great. All right. Yeah. Like I mentioned, I kind of talked about this a little bit to Nikita, but from my perspective, I think the Republic has more of a leg to stand on, irregardless of the malpractice of, the outer colonies and whatnot. But, the Republic is just trying to maintain the unity of their democratic Senate and whatnot. They don't want people just breaking off and then eventually their whole, governmental structure just falls apart because everybody wants to go off and do their own thing. They spent, thousands of years building up this, what they thought was a strong union with different voices heard equally, obviously not, but I think the Republic had a bit more of a leg to stand on, but like we said, at the end of the day, there's corruption in every governmental body pretty much that's ever existed, so... They weren't all good there. All right, anyway, on to this or that, because that's all I got.
He corrected me last time when I called it this or that. He was like, it's actually called Would You Rather?
Well, you said this or that not 20 minutes ago, so.
Yeah, because I can't, because that's what the game was called when I was growing up.
It's weird, because it was called Would You Rather when I was growing up, and you're only like 2 years older than me.
I know mean, it is Would You Rather.
We went to the same school. They called it Would You Rather at our damn school.
I didn't play it. I actually never played it in high school. It was like a elementary middle school thing. And I went to elementary and middle school in the hood, and you are both privileged white boys. So I doubt that was the case. Okay. We couldn't afford those big words. It was this or that, not Would You Rather.
Anyway, Exotic, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. So welcome to another week of Would You Rather, which we're
It's not another week.
Yeah, I know. It is. Because we've done it before, so it is another week.
He's getting force facts confused with this shit now. Okay, sorry, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll stop.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up.
No, I said I stop. Yes. Don't be mean.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
All right.
Anyway, y'all can fuck later. Let's get on with this.
Yeah. Nuh-uh. So it's another, scenario type thing. So would you rather?
Isn't always a scenario type thing? I'm sorry.
This is the second time I've done it. Would you rather go out like Heavy from the rookie arc in the Clone Wars? Or would you rather go out like Commander Thorn from the Clone Wars?
Bitch is always saying something. I don't even know who these people are. I'm not even gonna lie.
You don't know who Heavy is?
I don't remember the scene.
He's the one with the big gun.
Alright, so during the rookie arc in the Clone Wars, that Domino Squad, they were protecting that relay outpost, right? And then it gets fucking swarmed by battle droids, and that's when like the commando droids like impersonate the clones and shit like that.
You're terrible at describing scenes. Can you just post me video links?
No, fuck you. Heavy goes out by taking the whole fucking relay station with him by blowing up some explosives after he had a 1v1 with like, or a 1v like 20 just with his little fucking minigun, and they thought he was dead, and so he fucking clicks the button because he wasn't, and then blows himself up along with the entire station. Or Commander Thorn, which was, I believe he was escorting Padme on some like diplomatic mission, and they get ambushed by a whole bunch of commando droids, and he pretty much just, his entire squad gets like wiped out one by one, and at the end he's just there with a fucking minigun, just mowing down, fucking beating the fuck out of him with his bare fists, and then ends up just getting fucking a hole blasted through his fucking chest.
Welcome to another week of Exotic's Clone Boner.
I want
to
go out like Heavy. If I'm going out like that, I mean, yeah, Thorn went down swinging and it was dope, but like in my mind, if I'm dying like that, I'm thinking to myself as I push that button, get fucked. That's absolutely the way to go versus, fighting for your life and eventually getting, killed by the 12th commando droid that's surrounding you or whatever. Nah, give me Heavy's death.
I think personally, I'd probably take the Thorn death because I like the idea of like last man standing with your fucking going out with your hands and shit after fucking repeating blastering them down. I'll take I'll take the commander and Thorn death.
There's the videos, Nikita, if you would like to see them.
I don't anymore because I had to sit through your suffering, and I refuse to give these two particular clones more time than what you've already made me endure for them. So you fucked it for both of them. Rest in peace, Heavy and Commander Thorn. Exotic doesn't do your memory justice. He's gay.
What do you mean?
I said what I said.
Nope, you're just upset because
you're not. Mm-hmm. I'm upset because I'm not.
You were always upset.
I am. Yes, I'm always mad about something. That's my thing.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you for tuning into this week's Exotics Clone Boner. I'm sorry. What would you choose?
Me? I mean, yeah. I'm going out like Thorn.
I hate Fuck you. Never mind. Hunter, I want to go out like Heavy
Watch Thorns, bro. That's just fucking banger. He's fucking, doesn't matter how many he's like fucking swinging down. He at least takes more than a fucking handful down by himself. I mean, yeah, Heavy fucking blows up an entire station, but he didn't do it with his own hands. He fucking blew it up. Thorn was like in the thick of it with his bare fists, just fucking bare knuckling some fucking B1 battle droids.
Yeah, yeah. The difference for me is like, okay, yeah, Thorn lost all his dudes and then went down swinging, right? Like last man standing kind of shit. Heavy blocks the grate himself, stays behind while his homies escape, you know, all his friends. And he goes out like a hero, blowing that shit up, making sure that his boys get out of there alive. That's totally more along the lines of something that Wenshi would do versus just going down swinging.
Did you just...
Both of them went down... both of them went down swinging.
Yeah, that's why I chose both of their deaths, because like they're like notable deaths from the Clone Wars.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person?
Yes, correct.
All right, well, you know, no disrespect. All right, your turn, buddy.
All right, I'm ready. Hit me. 20 questions. Let's get it.
Oh, fuck. Okay. is it a Mandalorian?
Nope.
You know, we can knock down like a lot more possibilities if you don't start with that question.
Why?
Because you can just be like, are they human?
They're non-human Mandalorians.
Yeah. Are you redacted? Be a little slow, huh?
Name one.
Grogu.
Nope. He hasn't recited the creed.
What?
He's a foundling.
Lasima is.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
She's a twee.
Hit shit on.
Correct. In Legends, anybody who could wear the armor and follow the tenets of being a Mandalorian could become a Mandalorian. It was very open policy. The original Mandalorians, they were not even human. They were the Tong. They were a completely different species. Eventually, they incorporated a lot of humans and the human population took over them. But like, they weren't even humans originally.
And even, I just looked it up, even in canon, non-humans can become Mandalorians. So, get shit on, Exotic.
Fine. Make it a broader term.
Bro, it's just a safe bet to just ask that with him. Because, like, if it is, it's so much easier for me to guess who it is. Because he's going to pull in
Legends. Yeah, but when has it?
But you don't know shit about Legends.
But when has it been a Mandalorian?
Twice. Once.
No. Well, yeah, once. He did the...
Yeah, so I just rather, because that makes it so much, I promise you, it narrows out, it makes it a lot easier for us. Because if he says yes, then it's a wrap. I got it. All right, well.
Do they appear in canon and Legends?
Yes.
Is it a Force user?
Yes.
Is it a Saj Ventress?
No.
We have to keep track of the counts because we don't have.
That's four.
I got it, yeah.
That's four.
I'll post an update like every two or three questions.
Are they a Jedi?
No.
Is it Darth Maul?
No.
You keep just like throwing shots in the wind.
Well, yeah, because he recently talked about Force users on the dark side that he liked, so.
This one's going to trip you guys the fuck up.
Well, are they a Sith?
No.
Wait, what was the question you asked?
Are they a Sith?
Oh.
So they're not Jedi, not Sith.
And in both timelines.
Yeah.
And they're a Force user, though. Okay, when you say Force user, like, this is more of a clarification, not another question. When you say Force user, are you saying like, as in they have midichlorians, or they could actually use the Force? Like that, there's documented footage of them using the Force.
I mean, that's a question. Yes.
How's that? Okay, I guess that's a question.
This is gonna be great.
Are they humanoid?
Yes.
Do they exist post Zero ABY?
Yes.
Exist in both times and post ABY. A Force using humanoid.
Are they female?
Yes.
Were they at any point a Jedi?
No.
Is it Barriss Offee?
No.
Fuck.
Barriss was at one point a Jedi.
She was a Padawan. That doesn't make her a Jedi.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't, actually, but...
Mm.
I'm trying to think of people who exist in both timelines, but they never confirmed if Bear Sophie was killed.
And she's not, because she's in Tales of the Empire. She's in
Tales of the Empire.
No. I mean in Legends.
Oh.
They could never confirm. They never saw her death. Or did she die in Battle Surgeon? I can't remember, actually. I could have sworn someone said they don't remember her. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
So you're going off the fact that if they're a Padawan, they're not technically a Jedi then?
Yes. But I did count your Bear Sophie one as, were they a Jedi? Because Bears was basically.
And she exists 0 ABY.
Yep.
I mean, in his logic, like, no shot at Ahsoka, right?
Is that a question? That's 14.
I was talking to Nikita there.
Okay. I'll let collaboration.
Yeah, I don't. Like, so Ahsoka's too obvious. And I mean, he also did say no.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Exotic, does Finnick ever use the Force?
No.
Making sure.
Out of everybody, what would you think of Finnick?
I don't know. She exists in both time.
You're going to be so mad if you don't get this and then I tell you what it is.
Is it somebody I would know?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Wait, that's a question. You asked him. What the fuck?
I won't count that as a question because he's just asking like if it's in his knowledge pool. It's fine.
Okay.
We're on 14.
What do you think, God? You wasted like 3 of them just naming out random characters.
Because the characters that fit things that I've heard him mention, they exist in both timelines.
Female Force user.
Is it Leia?
No.
Fuck.
Nope.
We need more broader questions to narrow it down.
Leia was a Jedi. She just didn't become a master, right?
Not in... She never reached knighthood in canon.
I thought she did.
I mean, either way, like, she was a Jedi in Legend, so that would have been, like, a moot point.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Still counting it, though, 15.
Fuck. Female Humanoid. Force users in both timelines that aren't Asajj and Leia, I'm stuck.
Yeah, it's not Ahsoka.
Ahsoka's technically not post-ABY in Legends.
Correct. Well, I guess we have to like.
Oh, wait. So I have a theory, Exotic, and this isn't a question. I gotta say this before. Like, I'm trying to think of like Sabine, because she doesn't exist in Legends though. Fuck, she could, but not likely. It's not confirmed.
She's also not a Jedi.
Oh, that is true. Wait, it's not a. You asked if it was a Jedi, right? He said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a Jedi.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I guess so. But
he wants me to be wrong so bad all the time. Like,
well, we need to ask broader questions, not just throw random characters. If we're gonna get it,
not gonna get it. That's he knows it.
Does he though?
I'm looking at my books, trying to get like a fucking hint.
There is a book that this character is on the cover of. I don't know that you own it though.
How many questions are we at?
14.
15.
15.
Oh yeah, Sabine is a Mando numbnuts. Brick said that, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I forgot about that question.
Yeah, that was your first question that we argued about.
I'm going to look at all these fucking books, because if she's on the cover of one of them and exists in both timelines, it should be easy. Actually, I'm a waste of question. Is the book you're talking about a canon book?
No.
Oh, perfect. Then I have every Legends book. Give me a second.
He just said that he doesn't think you own it.
I own every Legends book. I don't care what he thinks.
Even if he does own it, I don't think he'll put two and two together.
Hard for him to put two and two together? I just can't really think of any other female Force users.
We're just having fun here.
I'm mad. I ain't having no fucking fun.
It's your fault for wasting so many questions.
Each didn't live. This is bullshit. We're at 16, right?
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I don't even have to look behind me. I keep an online library of all my books, and I can see the covers all at once. Fuck yeah. Being a nerd pays off for once. All right, let's look at all these covers. We got 300 Star Wars books to go through.
Only 300?
Only 300. 274 is the actual number. Okay. Short libraries.
He's not even trying to narrow it down anymore. He just like, I'm going to go look at every single picture, every single cover. Because
I am trying to, in my head, I'm trying to narrow it down. It's just that like the both timelines post-ABY is throwing me off so hard.
Who said both timelines?
You!
That was a question.
No, he said, are they ABY?
No, I asked if they're both canon and Legends. And you said yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you said they're ABY.
That's the question was, are they ABY? The answer is yes. I never said anything about both timelines.
Oh, okay. Well,
help me even more confused.
Okay. I need to waste a question for clarification. Does that mean, does the information you provided mean that they exist post ABY in Legends and not post ABY in canon?
No.
What? That doesn't make any sense. How can you end?
You asked it backwards.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's
the answer is no to that question.
So it's the other way around.
Oh, 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 God. Now I gotta go look at a different set of books. Hold on. I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Woo. Was that, is that 17 or 18?
17. Is it Depa Balaba?
No.
Fuck!
Depa, she was a Jedi.
Oh, fuck!
18. Dumbass.
Before we just ask random questions, let's go through what we've already asked, Nikita.
No! Okay, fine. Fuck! Dude, we got two more questions. It's not a Jedi.
Not a Sith. Not a Mandalorian.
They're on a fucking cover.
He's gonna be so mad. He's gonna be so mad. I don't think Exotic actually would know that this person is a Force user.
But I would? Like, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes, you would. And if you don't, damn. Damn.
Exotic, you. What was the Jedi question you asked?
Are they a Jedi? That's the... What do you mean, what Jedi question?
That's... Yeah, yes. Yeah, so you asked, are they a Jedi?
Yeah.
Do you think by that he means at some point they weren't... a Jedi, like they were.
No, I also know? No, I also asked, were they ever a Jedi?
Oh, okay. Were they ever? And they weren't. And the answer was no. They were never a Jedi.
Yeah,
I would know them. They're a Force user. They exist post ABY in canon, but not in Legends. And it's a Force user. It makes me think it's a Dathomirian, but I can't think of ones that would have existed if it's a female and they existed in Legends.
I mean, surely it's not a character from the sequels, right?
It's got to be somewhat, like, I just, female Force user. But they're not a Jedi, which doesn't necessarily mean dark side, but female Jedi users, or female Force users are typically...
I also asked if they were Sith, and he said no.
Yeah, but Dathomirian doesn't mean Sith. That's the point. The Witches of Dathomir are not Sith.
Well, do they tap into the Force? I thought they use, like, their own sort of fucking...
It's like more like alchemy, but it's still Force related. They still have to channel the Force through their body. It's dark side too. Like, it's for sure dark side, but it's not. They're not Sith.
I would assume the light side couldn't just make zombies. Well, I mean, we only have two questions left. Can we get a hint?
I've given so many hints.
I wouldn't say so many. I've said maybe one or two.
I told Brick who it is. He's just laughing his ass off.
So it's a character that Andrew knows.
No, I told him who it was.
But he's laughing.
Yeah, because he's seen what I've done with my answers to your questions.
Is it I can't... If I get her name wrong, but you know who I'm talking about, will you still give it to me?
Sure.
Is it the fucking... the daughter?
No.
Fuck!
19.
I think we're just SOL here.
I'm pretty sure SOL. Nikita has told me... I know he says he owns every book, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't own this one.
If it's YA, I don't own it. I own all the adult novels.
Yeah, you might as well give it one more shot, because I'm completely lost, and we only have one question left.
Yeah,
I'll give you a hint, okay? I'll give you a hint. This character appeared in the movies.
Well, it's both timelines. It can only be movies 1 through 6, so that narrows down a third of them. It's post-ABY, so that means it narrows down another fucking third of the remaining. So we got 4 options for movies that could be from 1 through 4. Of all the female characters that we see in episode 4, outside of Leia, who I already named, none of them use the Force.
He said that I wouldn't think that they could use the Force. So it's probably someone that hasn't, you know.
So that means it's someone from the first 3 movies. It's a she. I don't think it's Shmi Skywalker, because we never get confirmed. She doesn't live post-ABY, so it doesn't matter. Trying to think of other female characters in the... Yaddle for sure dies. Female. Like, Omega doesn't exist in Legends. Oh, she's not in the movies anyway. None of the Kaminoans that I know of. So it's not someone from episode 2, I don't think. Mm-mm. Can't be Padme. It's human. No, wait. To your question, when you asked, was it human? The answer was no.
No, he asked if they were humanoid, and I said yes.
Oh, but we never asked if they were... I thought the question after the Mando question was, are they human?
No, it was... Or maybe you asked if they're... No. You were just... He was just fucking around saying, like...
Oh, okay.
You should have asked. Yeah, okay, yeah. That wasn't... He didn't actually ask that. Yeah.
Okay. Female characters in the first 3 movies that are humanoid...
Have access to the Force. Don't show it.
But they exist post-ABY in canon. So who from the first three movies exists in canon?
Like the only one I can think of is fucking Ahsoka or Barriss and Ventress.
Yeah, we named all of them.
Yeah.
He said I'd be mad. I'm going to be mad. Who's going to piss me off? What obvious answer am I missing that's going to piss me off? Fuck. Yo, I'm so fucking stoked. I'm going to be so mad. I know I'm going to be so mad after this. Oh, I'm trying so hard now.
What the fuck?
Bro, I thought I had it when I was like guessing Maul and Asajj. I was like, I got this bitch. I did not got this bitch indeed.
Definitely not. Oh, fuck. I think we might just have to cut our losses.
I'm not willingly about to take an L. They were in the movies. They're a female.
What other force users?
Bro, I'm jumping around. I'm so excited.
Well, do you just want to guess something and get it over with?
Bro, I don't even have characters I can guess anymore because everyone I've thought of fucking...
Do you need another hint?
Yes.
They appear in episode one.
Episode one.
Who the fuck appears in episode one? Wait, it's not that one of fucking Padme's decoys, right? None of them are force sensitive.
Not that I can think of.
Because I know that one of them appears in the comics with Vader. I just can't remember her name.
I'm trying to think. Episode.
They also appear in the Clone Wars, the animated.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Aura Singh.
It is Aura Singh. Huzzah. Well done. I had to give you so many fucking hints.
I had to remember that she was force sensitive from the fucking books, the Coruscant Night series. I did not remember that shit.
Here's the clip from episode one, the whole 3 seconds she's in the movie.
I remember. I had to think about, I was like, force sensitive female. And then I thought, like, the second you said she's like only in, she's in episode one. And I was like, force sensitive. Oh shit, Aura Singh.
I had no clue she was force sensitive.
You wouldn't.
She trained at the. Yeah, she trained at the Jedi Academy, but she never became a knight. She left the order and went on to become a bounty hunter.
And a damn good sniper because of the Force too.
Yeah, in Legends she died in 13 BBY. In canon, she has no confirmed death.
Yeah, because she was like the keeper of Boba.
Yes, in both timelines, she was Boba's keeper.
What if she can get away with Omega? Ooh.
Who knows? Film Bros will complain about another cameo.
Holy shit, we got it on question 20. Let's go.
Yeah, after I fucking fed it into your mouth, dude.
Bro, I would have been mad if I missed that one.
I know.
I did not remember she was force sensitive.
I had no idea she was.
It's like it's only a Legends thing right now, honestly. Disney hasn't denounced it, but
I believe in canon she was also confirmed, like a yeah. Alright, now that you've been thoroughly trounced, let's hit up this fuck marry kill and wrap this bitch up.
Alright, cut the chatter.
Alright,
let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Who we fucking?
Alright. Fuck marry kill. Okay, so the first one, Padme Amidala. Second one, Mara Jade. Third one, Aura Singh.
That's so easy. Marrying Padme, fucking Mara, killing Aura Singh.
Nah, marry Mara, fuck Padme, kill Aura Singh. Mara's way better. Mara's where
it's at. I would also marry Mara, 100%. But mine is, I'm going to fuck Aura Singh. I had a different character for it, but you made me want to say Aura Singh, so I wanted to fit her in. I also had to make sure I did the most straight fuck, marry, kill while Bonk Bonk's not here, just so he can complain. But no, I want to fuck Aura Singh. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm married to Mara, but I got to know if, like, what's the extent, like, because you know how, like, some bitches you have sex with know different tricks than others. So, like, maybe Aura knows something Mara don't. So I got to, you know, just, you know, test just to make sure. And then I can have her do all the favorite stuff that, you know, I have Mara do that. I know Mara can do with the Force. So I'm like, can you do that? Can you hit me with that? But then she might know something, how to do something that Mara don't know. So I want to just see. And then I'm going to kill Padme because that bitch always gone. I need attention sometimes. I'm sorry, Padme. You beautiful, but, and smart too. So I'm going to cry when I put the fucking blicky to your dome, but you got to go.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Tay obviously wants Mara to like hold him upside down with the Force and like lightly choke him, you know, while she's doing that shit.
No, I want her to strap me upside down to a cross with my legs spread in T position while my face is pointed down and my hands are tied together above my face while she does absolutely anything and everything that she does to me.
Damn, and she what probably was knows that some again? Good. She probably knows some good shit too, because she was a torturer as well. Like she trained in that stuff with Palpy Boy.
Bro, the idea of forced nipple clamps excites me.
That's a
little don't weird. Even think about it.
I'm always thinking about it. I love it when a bitch touched my nipples. Arr. All right, well, that has been the bonus episode, guys. Oh, what the fuck was that?
He goes straight from I love when a bitch does my nipples too. All right, that's been this week.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Sometimes it be like that. You got to cut it off immediately.
Well, the Winchy.
Did you have anything else I want to say?
No, I'm talking about the Winchy. You would do his fuck Mary Kill.
He did.
Yeah, I did.
He did.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I waited to go last.
Fuck Pat Mary Kill Arsene. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Y'all just didn't say shit about y'all picks. I'm the only one who actually explained why the fuck I picked something.
Well, yours, obviously. Been thinking about it for a while.
What do you mean I've been thinking about it for a while?
What do you mean? Like, I'm not going to come off
the
dome and be like...
He thinks about
it every day. I'm not going to come off the dome and be like, yeah, I want some bitch to touch my nipples and clamp them with the force.
You don't know what you want? I'm sorry. I know what I like. Go find yourself, brother. You ain't going to get me on this one. Uh-uh. No, I know what I like. Yeah, hell yeah, I think about what I like. Woo-hoo-wee!
Yeah, you do you, bud.
I do! You need to learn to do you, apparently. Exotic don't know how to fuck himself. Hey, Exotic, go fuck yourself.
You obviously got experience. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
I fuck myself every day. All right, let's close this one, bud. Thank you guys for tuning in to our bonus episode. We're excited for the Mad Max. I can't do that.
All right, thanks everybody for tuning into our bonus episode. We're excited for the, you know, what we have upcoming with the Bad Batch finale. Nikita here can't keep his shit together, but that's okay because we're here to take the reins for him because clearly he's tied up in some other business. And, make sure to follow us on all the socials. X, formerly known as Twitter, formerly known as X, Instagram, YouTube. Like and subscribe, hit that bell. You know, hit us up on all the major podcasting platforms. We love you guys. Thanks for chilling.
Y'all have a
see
good
you
one.
Next time.
May the force be with you, everyone.